Well, good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week, the Friday edition of Giants This Week here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, and a privilege and an honor to have you join us for this Friday show. Coming up in segment number two, we are going to chat with the manager of player development with the Western Hockey League, Zach Hodder, set to join us. As we inch closer and closer to the hopeful start of the 2020-21 WHL season, looking forward to speaking with him about a number of things, including a number of WHL alumni currently skating on NHL teams, and an exciting announcement or kind of an exciting news cycle for the Vancouver Giants that came down Saturday. Not only are there plenty of WHL alumni skating on NHL rosters right now, but a number of WHL current players are going to be starting at American Hockey League camps here towards the end of the month. And Saturday, we got the great news that on the same day that former Giants goaltender David Tendick secured his first ever pro victory in the East Coast Hockey League, David Tendick's counterpart in net for the Vancouver Giants, Trent Miner, had signed an ATO with the American Hockey League's Colorado Eagles, and he is actually in Colorado as we speak, getting ready to take the ice for camp starting on the 25th. We've got Trent Miner with us right now, ready to kick off the show. Trent, appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much for hopping on with us. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
It's an interesting situation for you that you find yourself in right now, but you found out a little while back that you'd be heading to Colorado for American Hockey League camp. You sign an ATO with the Colorado Eagles. So maybe just do your best to kind of explain this reality to our listener. What does an ATO entail? What's been the dialogue to you and some of the other guys from management, and essentially what are you in Colorado to do?
Yeah, so basically what's been happening is with rinks being shut down in Manitoba and all of other provinces, this was an opportunity for me to get down and make sure I'm in game shape, basically, and get as high level shooters as I can and be training as well here as gyms are closed back in Manitoba. So it's a good opportunity for me to get good exposure to with the Avalanche and the Eagles here to show what I've accomplished this summer and how much I've improved. So I think for me to come down here and get this opportunity just gives me a better opportunity to showcase myself.
We've talked a number of times, you and I, throughout the summer, and I mean, it's weird to say that the summer went into the fall and is now into the winter, and kind of here we are with still a lot of questions that are unanswered, Trent. But, I mean, just talk a little bit about the excitement of being there and knowing that you're going to be taking the ice, you know, against pro shooters, against guys that are already at that next level. I think it's going to be an eye-opening experience for you, but it's something that I'm sure, no doubt, you've been getting yourself physically and mentally excited for.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, just coming down here, all I could think about was how much of a good opportunity this is going to be, and what better way to be prepared for whatever happens than practicing with the highest level possible right now. So I think for myself, it's no matter what ends up happening here, I think it's a positive outcome for me that I'll be able to get experience at this level and see how things are ran and how players handle themselves day to day and how I can learn from that and continue to grow as a person. And then for hockey as well, just getting used to the pro lifestyle of the schedule and just how guys conduct themselves on the ice and away from the rink. Yeah.
Trent Miner, my guest here on White Spot Giants This Week. He, of course, is a Vancouver Giants goaltender, has spent parts of the past three seasons with the Giants. 3 years ago, Trent, almost to the day when you joined the Giants after the trade deadline. It's amazing how fast time kind of goes from there. But a few more questions just about your situation right now. As we're having this conversation, you're quarantined in a hotel, but Sounds to me like they're treating you well. You've got your own suite. You've got a kitchenette. Trent Miner, the cook. Do you have a specialty? Do you have something that you're skilled with when it comes to the kitchen, or are you going to be calling mom and getting all sorts of ideas from her?
No, I was. My mom's a pretty good cook, so I was able to learn some things for her. So I think I should be able to keep my stomach full, but definitely won't be as good as cooking as her. But no, I think we've just been handled so well here, and they're giving us the best opportunity to perform at our highest level. So definitely, you feel like a professional all the time, and you just know you're in good hands, which is nice to know, considering that what's going on right now. There's so much insecurity about, you don't know what could happen next week, so to be have less things on your mind than you need to about there's anything possible, such as what you're going to do for food or anything, with restaurants being closed and whatever, it's nice to know that you're in good hands and you'll always be looked out for.
From the hockey standpoint, Trent, I mean, it's been a whirlwind for everybody, and especially in Canada. I mean, you go back to October, and there was chatter of a lot of guys, you know, playing in Junior A teams and Junior A cities, and then it felt like come November, December, and rinks were closing everywhere, and games weren't taking place. How difficult was it? How challenging was it? And take me back to kind of the past few months and just tell us about some of the ups and the downs of not even just staying physically ready, but the mental component of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. At the start of the hockey season, where the Junior A leagues were running, but the Western League wasn't running, it was lots of my friends were going to play. And I was, you just see our summer skating group. We went from in a week of, when the WHL announced that guys could go skate, it went from a group of 30 players down to a group of 5 to 10 players and one goalie. So it was definitely a big change in that. And guys were, you can tell that just at skates, guys were getting tired of, like, we've been working on our skills for 6 or 7 months. Guys just want to get back and playing, and you don't realize until you don't have it, that how good we're treated in the Western League and how much you just want to get back with your teammates and start playing again. So I think during the summer and fall, it was lots of guys were wanting to go anywhere, to go play, whether it be Europe and the Junior, and then Junior A, and I was lucky enough to get offered a spot in Junior A in Duff, and I got up there, and the team we're supposed to play actually had a positive case, so we ended up getting our game canceled. And then we did some practices, and then next thing you know, that weekend our season got postponed. So I got sent home again, and a week following that, all the rinks in Manitoba were closed. So it didn't seem like anything was good, but I was lucky enough, my parents put a rink in our backyard, so I was lucky, I was able to keep skating and keep looking forward to the season. And every time we got a start date announced, it was just something to look forward to and to motivate me every day when I was working out and skating. And then we actually started skating on some ponds and made some pretty nice Zambonis to pull behind us to flood the ice. So it's really interesting and fun, but it definitely made things interesting when you'd be skating out in the middle of a farmer's field. But I think that was awesome for everyone, and everyone realized how lucky we are to be in the situation that we still have something to look forward to. And just up to the point now where we are, it's nice to know that things are starting to open back up and guys are getting a better opportunity and something to look forward to as the season looks like it's going to happen.
I think that's some phenomenal perspective, Trent. I mean, going on about 10 days or so ago, the WHL on a Friday night announcing a commitment to a 24-game schedule. What playoffs and any of that looks like still remains to be seen. But, I mean, I know you guys are chatting away in the group chat. I know you guys are in regular, you know, communication. But when you heard that announcement, I mean, was that just another kind of shot in the arm of positivity, something to kind of keep you guys focused and keep you guys excited?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you hear, like, different provinces are doing better than others. Like, back home in Manitoba, things are getting way better than, like, we're almost down under triple digits for COVID cases in a day. So rinks are starting to open back up. And so that was starting to look better in that case, for even Junior A opening back up. And then once the Western League announced that, I think everyone got really excited to know that just motivated again to know that there's something to look forward to and that it's going to happen. So it's you definitely find that when you're not around your teammates all the time, and in Manitoba we couldn't see anyone, so you're just stuck at your house all the time. So to know that there was something to look forward to is, it's crazy how much something like that can motivate you and change your day-to-day lifestyle for sure.
Trent Miner here on White Spot Giants This Week, goaltender with the Vancouver Giants, getting ready for season number 4 in the Western Hockey League. How much have you been chatting with David Tendick? Of course, some good news for him on Saturday, getting his first win in the East Coast Hockey League. Some success statistically, definitely, for him. How's he doing? How's he making out? And are you guys still keeping in touch with one another?
Yeah, no, we're definitely trying to keep in touch, but no, for Dave, it was only a matter of time with how good of a goalie he is and how good of a guy he is that he naturally would just fit in there and get along with everyone. No, so for him to get his first victory, and especially the way he did, ending, I think I read it, I think it said it was a 5 or 6 game winning streak the team they were playing against. So for Dave to do that and get almost a shutout, a 38 save or 37 save victory was just in Dave formation, and I couldn't be more proud for him. That it's definitely something he's earned, and it's just the beginning of a long professional career for him. So no, couldn't be more happy for Dave.
Couple of other kind of table topic-y questions for you here, Trent. I mean, we're a few weeks now removed from the World Juniors, and of course the Vancouver Giants with some skin in the game with Bowen and with Michael Dick, both with Canada. What did you think of the tournament? What did you think about the way Bowen played?
Tournament kept going on, kept getting better and better and better, and just as Bo as he's always been, an amazing player and a great leader for the team. So I can only imagine how instrumental he was in the dressing room for Team Canada as being a leader, and especially being a veteran guy who's experienced it last year with all the dramatics they had the year before, and with Mike Dick being the coach too. I think the team was in amazing hands, and they couldn't be in better shape.
Want to kind of just circle back a little bit to this opportunity now in Colorado, Trent. I mean, we kind of know the significance of it. I mean, being 19 years old, you've been to NHL training camps before, but I mean, for yourself, I mean, walk the fine line for us between, you know, the opportunity in front of you versus just going in and soaking in the experience of it all. I mean, I know you're in communication with Paul Fricker. I know you're a mentally sharp guy. So, I mean, just kind of tell us about the week ahead and how you're preparing for it. And have, I guess maybe the best way to phrase this is, well, what's the number one goal for you over the course of the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it was nice with the first NHL camps kind of to get up here and experience everyone that I ran, like the guys that are here with the Eagles that were also at the NHL camp with the Avalanche that I was at last year. So it's nice to have familiar faces and have people you can talk to, as I also skated with Ty Lewis, who's from Brandon, who plays with the Eagles as well. So it's nice to have a familiar face here and to just not be not that I'm a shy person, but just nice to already have a level of communication with everyone, knowing who you are. And so I think for myself, it's just a matter of coming in here and getting to work and just proving myself that I know I've worked hard all summer and I've skated with professional players all summer too. So it's not a question of whether or not I can do it. It's just a matter of getting down to work. And I think for myself in the next couple of weeks, I'm just trying to prove who I am and that I deserve to be at the highest level possible and to get myself ready for whatever ends up happening here with seasons, whether it's a delayed start in the WHL, and I really hope we can get going. So to make sure I'm ready for that. And also if I get to play games here, whatever happens, I want to make sure I'm in best shape possible and that I feel as comfortable as I can be.
Last question for you, Trent, and it has zero to do with hockey. Where are you at with flight school? How many hours have you had in the air recently? And in a pinch, could you make your way home from Denver to Manitoba if you had to?
Yeah, I actually last week or a couple weeks ago, I completed my flight test. So I'm right now. I'm just working on completing the ground school part of it. So that's why this quarantine is kind of a blessing in disguise that I don't really have any distractions and I'm able to study. So no, for myself, if need be, I could fly, but I'm pretty close to the end here to get my private license. So I'm definitely looking forward to be able to take people flying and just have the freedom of going and seeing things from the air. So no, it's been a great experience so far, and I think I've learned lots from it, just in the hockey towards hockey too, that the things that you learn is trying different professions, that there's not always going to be perfection, and sometimes that, for an example, like a rough landing, you're still on the ground, and you may not, your confidence may not be the highest, but at the end of the day, you got on the ground and you lived to do it again. So I think that's the same as for hockey, that you might not win a game 1-0 or have a lights out game, but at the end of the day, to get 2 points for the team moving forward is more instrumental than anything. So it's definitely awesome in that sense.
Dude, I love the conversation every time we have it, Trent, and I think this is so cool, and I can't wait to sit down with you and pick your brain more and hear more stories from the crease and from the sky as well, my friend. But get back to the books. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us, and I'm, again, sincerely wishing you the very best in health and hockey and positivity as you get set for training camp with the Colorado Eagles. We're rooting for you, pal. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Very much for having me.
Trent Miner on White Spot Giants This Week here on Sportsnet 650. Trent Miner, always a wonderful guest. Always enjoy the conversation. Wishing him the absolute best in success as he readies to take the ice at Colorado Eagles training camp on an ATO looking to impress the brass at the American Hockey League level. And can we just take a second again to pause and talk about how cool it is that not only is Trent Miner a world-class goaltender, but all while he's stopping pucks and all while he's training during a global pandemic, he's also taking flight lessons and training to be a pilot. He's 19 years old. Man, the ambition, the character, the personality, it's just so impressive. I've always been a big Trent Miner guy, but to see him, getting rewarded with this amateur tryout opportunity with the Colorado Eagles, I don't know. One of those guys where when I talk to Trent, I always leave the conversation thinking, what a great guy and what a cool story. So definitely wishing him the very best in his ventures in Colorado, and we'll certainly keep our eye on that as things move forward. So coming up next, we are going to chat with Zach Hodder. And Zach Hodder is the manager of player development with the Western Hockey League. And if that name sounds familiar, well, he's been on this show before. And he's also an alumnus of the Vancouver Giants. He was a first-round pick of the Giants back in the kind of the later portion of the 2000s. But he's been with the WHL head office now for the better part of 2 years and has done some great work as far as the player development is concerned. And it's a very all-encompassing job. But, he's one of the first points of contact to a young player who might be about to get drafted to the WHL, or maybe it's a player who's thinking about signing in the WHL. Maybe it's a player who already has, and it's his job to kind of sell the league and showcase what the WHL is all about. So, I mean, he's got his, a terrific understanding, maybe a better understanding than most when it comes to the WHL scholarship program and the positives, of which are many, of the WHL route. So we have a lot to talk about with Zach Hodder. Want to talk about the WHL podcast, want to talk about the Memorial E Cup that took place a few months back. And then I also want to dive into, just the positivity that the players are showing, the resiliency, the efforts from the league office standpoint to get this season going, There's a number of topics that I'm going to discuss with Zach Hodder, the manager of player development with the Western Hockey League, and we're going to do that next when White Spot Giants This Week continues here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. This is Sportsnet 650.